Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17th of the Hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Kathy Perry, Kathy with a K, Perry with a P, social media guru extraordinaire, and she's joining us. She always gives us a great report on where things are, the things that we need to know when we're dealing with these big platforms that are in it for themselves, 100%, folks. Anything that you get out of them, any benefit you get from them is purely coincidental for them. Everything is, and don't forget this, and Kathy, this is so important, isn't it? You have to remember that you, when you're dealing with social media platforms, you are the product, right, Kathy?
Yes. Well, and you know, it's so interesting. People's opinions about this, they think that they own it because they created a profile. But you don't own anything because you didn't buy it. You're using their service for free. So
that's right.
Twitter has come, you know, they're coming out with a lot of new features and interesting things happening over in the Twitter world. But one of the big new features Twitter is offering is a bookmarks feature, so you can save tweets without having to like it or retweet it, so that you can go back and, you know, deal with it later. Because obviously, as a Twitter feed is moving, you never find it again, usually.
Right, it's gone.
So, yeah, it's gone. So having a bookmark capability.
That sounds smart.
It is a smart thing, I think, too, because, you know, it lets you go back and say, oh, okay, now I can deal with this. I have some time, but I didn't have time right at that moment, and it was going to be gone, and I didn't, you know, you may not want to deal with it in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
So it allows you to share. It's also giving you opportunities. They're going to give more opportunities to share content. So you can send a tweet via direct message or even off of Twitter. So they're giving more options in how you share a tweet.
So they're making it more integrated, aren't they? More open source, almost open source a little bit, right?
Yeah. So it definitely can help someone who, you know, needs to deal with something later, but they also need a better way to send it to someone or share.
Well, see, the reason this is smart, the reason this is smart is because it's one of the reasons why people choose a Samsung Droid product over iPhone. You know, when you buy an iPhone, you get it the way they want you to have it. And whereas
right.
with a Samsung, for example, you get multiple options. Every app you can
right.
customize to some degree, at least. Not quite as much as you used
mm-hmm.
to, but you can customize it a little bit to your degree. So it sounds like Twitter's realizing that people, and of course they're fighting for their lives here, aren't they, Kathy? And so they need to.
Yes, they're
realizing that they've got to be more relevant to their users and how they live their lives and how they consume information.
Yes, they're constantly trying to figure out how do we stay relevant in this world of, you know, fast-paced information. They also recently just prohibiting a lot of the cryptocurrency ads, just like Google and Facebook
right.
have. And they also just suspended a number of big accounts totaling millions of followers because
really?
they were gaming their system. They were tweet decking and meme stealing.
Wow.
And these were popular accounts with millions of followers, but they were getting together and figuring out how they could make something go viral. And
right.
they were,
so there's,
you know,
there was
they
no,
were
no
stealing
ethic,
others.
And there was no ethical consideration
no
in any of those
there.
Meetings.
No
there.
Ethics there.
Yeah.
Yes. But Twitter did suspend them. And, you know, when you hear that, you're going, good. You know, they're right. They're trying to clean up their act before they get in trouble too.
Right.
You know, all of these platforms.
But
the thing we have
to worry about, though, Kathy, as you know, and you and I have talked about this, those accounts that they suspended, what if they'd already done the damage?
Oh,
what if
yeah.
they'd already done something that was so destructive
mm-hmm.
that it actually created
right.
some big problems? I mean, we've got to find a way to prevent these things from happening, not fix them after they breach.
It's so true, and it is about them paying more attention to how people are utilizing and creating
yep.
things to go viral, and you know those,
mm-hmm.
and most of it is all to spam people.
What about Google's new ad blocker? Tell us about that, because I want to talk about Facebook some more in the last segment. Talk to us about the Chrome's
okay.
ad blocker.
Well, they've added an ad blocker in Google Chrome so that, you know, you can, you know, those ads that pop up, they're intrusive, and, you know, they might have a countdown clock or something, and they, you know, they're just flashing animations and things
right.
like that.
Right.
Google is allowing you to block those.
To block
those.
Them, yeah.
So, you know, it's good. It will impact some of the advertisers that,
right.
you know, the annoying
ads and pop-ups, those are, you'll be able to block those. That's a good thing.
Those are the, yes, it
yeah.
is a good thing.
I agree with that. I like that.
But it does impact some of the
right.
people that are paying for those
exactly.
ads.
Exactly. All right, so stand by. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to get Kathy to give us a little bit of a report and her analysis of what Mr. Zuckerberg's going through this with Facebook this week. This is a momentous week, folks, in the world of in the digital age. Today, I think we're going to look back and see is a big week. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.